Hi, Mike.
How are you?
Good, thank you.
It's a pleasure to talk to you.
Thank you.
Georgia Engel joins us live here at PNP Network. And of course, she is known as the sweet and lovely Georgette on the Mary Tyler Moore Show. And you won a couple of Emmys for that, at least nominated a couple times for that role. And you joined the cast when it was already a hit, so it must have been kind of fun to know that what you were going to be doing would be successful.
Right. That was very special.
Now, the role that you had was, of course, paired up with Ted Knight, playing Ted Baxter, a great character on TV.
Right.
And you played the long-suffering wife who once in a while did stand up for her own rights.
Right.
Was it a challenging role?
No, it was just fun. The writers pretty much tailored each of the parts around the people they had.
And what did you bring to the role when you tried out for it? What was it that got you that role?
I didn't try out for it. I got asked to do it.
Really?
Mary Tyler Moore and her husband, and I found out later Betty White and Alan Ludden and Jim Brooks and Alan Burns had come to see a play called House of Blue Leaves in Hollywood that I had been doing off Broadway in New York, and the theater burned down in New York, and they brought it out to the Huntington Hartford in Hollywood. And every morning I was taking a ballet class while I was in the run, and Mary Tyler Moore was in the ballet class too. And one morning before class, she told me how much she enjoyed the play the night before, and I was thrilled and put it out of my mind. And 6 months later, I got called to do a tiny little part called Georgette that wasn't even a full week's work. It was just Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And I went out against my manager's recommendation because it cost me money to do that first little show. But I kind of sensed that sometimes you pay for the privilege of working with the best. And I went out to do that little part, and they kept on giving me little more things to do during those 3 days. And the Monday morning when I was back in New York, I got a ring at my doorbell, and I opened up the door, and there was no person there, but there was a great big beautiful potted plant and a card that said, "Welcome to the MTM family." So I knew even before my agent that they were welcoming me into the fold, which that kind of thing you can't ever plan for. It was just a gift.
Now, it seems to me like, from looking from a fan's point of view, that was an incredible ensemble cast on Mary Tyler Moore Show. What did they do when you to welcome you in? Did the cast greet you with open arms from the beginning?
Yes, they really did. I they were so generous and so kind, and seemed to be glad for whatever different note I was able to contribute, to the ensemble.
You have obviously a distinctive voice that when you speak, whether it's doing a commercial or a part, everybody knows it's you. I assume some people out there may even try to copy it. But it's funny because I was watching a movie with my kids recently, the Care Bears movie, and I said to one of them, I think that's Georgia
That
Engel.
was my voice. You're right.
I said to one of the kids, I said, I think I'm going to be talking to her soon. You're going to talk to a Care Bear? Well, maybe, It was Love-A-Lot, I think. Love-A-Lot
That's
Bear.
right. Boy, do you have a good memory. The part was not very big.
Well, it was big enough that I remembered it. See that?
Oh.
You also went on after the Mary Tyler Moore Show. You mentioned earlier Betty White and Alan Ludden. You went and joined the Betty White Show.
That's right. Right after that, there was hardly any time in between. Right after Mary Tyler Moore, that only lasted a half a season. That was a 13-episode one. But it was a M Betty White is so much fun to be with, and John Hillerman is so much fun. It was just one of those things that it didn't quite go, but it you know, even the three short-lived series I did right after the Mary Tyler Moore Show, they were enriching experiences. People don't realize that you, even if it doesn't last long on television, the actual experience can be a very wonderful one.
Yeah, there was one show that I don't recollect, but it was called Taking Off. You did that.
Oh, that was a movie. That
Oh, that was a
wasn't a
movie.
series.
Oh,
That
that
was
was
a
a movie.
movie that one of Milos Forman's first movies before he spoke much English. The two other short-lived series I did right close to that time was the what was it?
Was one of them Jennifer Slept Here?
Jennifer Slepter, and the other was The Good Time Girls.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
It took place in wartime Washington.
That's right.
But it wasn't until 1991 that I got into another long-running series, which
And
was
that,
Coach.
exactly, yeah, that was a great series.
That was.
And you had a fun role in that one as well.
I did. Shirley Burley, the boss's wife.
Yeah. Now you joined that series after it was on a couple of years.
I joined it exactly like I did on the Mary Tyler
Yeah.
Moore Show. I came in the third season on both those shows.
That's lucky for you.
It was. The third season must be a lucky thing for me.
You know, I remember you also on The Love Boat.
I would do one of those every season.
Yeah, you were kind of a regular on The Love Boat. But that was a fun show, too. I would assume, see, some of these shows, they look like fun to do. I would assume that, obviously, it's work when you're acting, but some of it must be a lot of fun, too, though.
No, I thought they were fun, too. My favorite one was Fantasy Island, because the parts I happened to do were like magic, and I loved seeing how you did that. But then I got my wish and got to do a show that had magic in it, and I was really sorry, because the Angillian show had magic in it, and it's really tedious to shoot that, because they have to do it against a certain color backdrop, and you have to stand still for a long time while they do their effects, and it's really not as much fun to do once you see how they do it.
You know, one of the great reasons we're talking right now with Georgia Engel from the Mary Tyler Moore Show is because of a channel that I'm always talking about here. There's a couple of them, TV Land and Nick at Night, who have taken shows from other generations and introduced it to a new group of people. So right now, Georgia, you have new fans that are going to be starting. And as a matter of fact, this week, beginning tonight, is there's some theme about Mary. Every night, there's going to be a number of episodes of the Mary Tyler Moore Show as part of the Marathons to the Millennium. It starts tonight at 9 o'clock with the Men Who Love Mary. Then tomorrow it's Mary and Parties. On Wednesday, Ted Baxter. Thursday is Mary's Girlfriends, and then Friday, the Farewells and Endings. So you can relive all your fun again, and a whole new generation is going to discover the show, Georgia.
I know. That is so nice.
I think that's one of the great things about Nick at Night. And you know, I find myself drifting to that station almost every night because you look around for good quality TV, and many nights they're short on all the networks.
I know sometimes you just don't feel like being assaulted by what you're seeing, and it's kind of a safe place to turn on Nick at Night or TV Land.
Yeah, I think it's they're both great channels, and I'm constantly promoting them on the show because they feature quality shows, and there is a shortage of quality shows. Mary Tyler Moore Show was one of the best shows probably ever done, one of the greatest ensemble comedies ever put together. And of course, you had a big part in it, Mary Tyler Moore and Luke and all the folks who were part of the show.
That's such a wonderful thing.
Really, if you look at it, a lot of the folks from the cast went on to do other series that were successful as well.
That's right.
I mean, Ted went on to do Too Close for Comfort, and you went on to do Coach, and Lou Grant show for... forgot his name, Ed Asner.
Yeah.
And, I mean,
and
everybody...
Sally did Rhoda, yeah.
And Gavin did Love Boat.
Yeah, and Cloris did Cloris, too. And the Betty White Show, not all of them lasted a long time,
no.
But they were all spin-offs.
They were, and it was a show that you know, one of the great things about that show, Mary Tyler Moore Show, was obviously the writing, because they really developed the characters.
They were wonderful writers. Of course, they've gone on to do such brilliant things. Jim Brooks does such brilliant things. But you could see their brilliance even as very young men.
It's an amazing show, and it continues to amaze a whole new generation. Georgia Engel, who plays the lovely and cute Georgette on the show, and she is lovely and cute in real life as well, as you can tell by listening to this interview today. What's coming up for you in terms of things we can see you in?
Well, I'm working on a project that was done in before I was born, but it's such a small world. It was a Nancy Walker vehicle, and Nancy Walker happened to be the mother of Rhoda on the show, and then on Rhoda's spinoff.
Right.
But in 1948, she did a show called Look Ma, I'm Dancing, that was choreographed by Jerome Robbins, and directed by George Abbott, and we're bringing it back in as a concert version for a few weeks in March, and I always loved Nancy Walker so much that I feel so thrilled to be doing something that was one of her first things that she did.
Did you what did you think of Nancy Walker as a person?
I loved her. She and a few other of the classic, wonderful women comedians were always a surprise to me, because in real life, they seemed like they were under a cloud, and then they'd do their stuff and make you laugh, but they'd seem so unhappy, and just kind of like they were under a cloud. And then the minute they were doing their comedy, you'd fall over laughing. Beatrice Arthur is another one like that.
Yeah.
They're my absolute heroes for being funny and such brilliant comedians. But you, unlike Betty White, who's funny all the time, they're very serious. They were very, at least I found, they were rather serious, you know, just in talking to, and then they'd go out and knock people over by making them laugh so much.
Georgia, how frequently do you see any of the cast members from the Mary Tyler Moore Show?
I haven't seen the gang since last February, when we did a TV Hall of Fame thing for Ethel Winant, who was like a pioneer woman casting director. And we were all together for one day out in California. And it was so wonderful to see everybody, even though sometimes several years go by before we see each other again. It's like we just pick up where we left off.
Exactly, like old friends.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's interesting. Well, are you going to have your VCR out and recording all these episodes?
I don't think I'll be recording them, but I might peek in, because I haven't seen them in about 20 years.
Yeah, I would think it'd be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Georgia Engel, of course, you'll be seeing her as Georgette on the Mary Tyler Moore Show all this week on the Mary Tyler Moore There's Some Theme About Mary marathon every night from 9 to 1 all week long on Nick at Night. Georgia, thanks so much for coming on PNP Network today.
Thank you so much, Mark.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.